Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Taz and Moose picks are for fun only. This is not for gambling purposes, just some chuckles and a good time. Enjoy the Taz and Moose picks now. Listen irresponsibly.
It's now time for the Taz and Moose College Football Picks. The three picks you need to know.
All right, Mike.
Moose, 15-14-1 on the season. 0-2-1 last week. Taz, 12-17-1.
Yes!
1-2 last week.
I suck.
I know, we're both terrible.
I know.
I mean, I'm a game over. Are you serious?
That's,
that's why I play these at your own peril.
Yeah. All set.
All right. I don't have to say that.
No.
I mean, you're right. We just said, dude. That was nice that you told the audience that.
What?
Because you're right. That was nice you told the audience that.
No, yeah, don't.
Just be smart. Here.
No. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. Numerous examples as well. I'll go first.
All right,
because
cool.
I'm going to start with a Friday night game tonight. Get the weekend start off right.
Let's go Friday night games.
Yeah. Let's go to the Carrier Dome up in beautiful Syracuse, New York, my alma mater. Yeah. And how about the Syracuse Orange? Is there a top 15, 13th team in the land? Is the Syracuse Orange, as they're entertaining a really bad Louisville team for Bobby Petrino, and they're 2-7. And the Orange are 21-point favorites tonight in the Carrier Dome. Now, there have been years in the past where the Orange have had games where they played Friday night and they haven't played up to expectations. I'll tell you, Babers is a good coach. He's gone to Syracuse. He's rebuilt that program. Got to remember, for our younger fans of ours, Taz,
yes,
it wasn't that long ago under Pasqualoni that Syracuse was a perennial top 25 team. Mm-hmm. For the last decade and a half, they've almost been a laughingstock. They really have been. And the program's kind of rotted on the vine. Now you look at it, he's gotten them better. They deserve to be where they're at. I know they've had some tough losses on the road in Clemson. I think they're going to take it to Louisville. Lay the 21, Syracuse, pick number one for me. Dungy plays well. That dome is rocking. People are into football once again up in the northeast New York. Give me Syracuse or Northwest New York. Give me Syracuse. Lay the 21. That's pick number one for me.
Love that pick, Moose. I like the Cuse too. All right, here we go. We're going to go a little Mountain West Conference battle. I love this kind of football. Always been a fan of Mountain West stuff. We got Fresno State going to the blue turf of Boise State, the Broncos against the Bulldogs. So Fresno State, they're ranked 23 in the country. They're at 8-1. Real good squad this year. And Boise State's at 7-2. Again, another real good squad. Hope Dog is Boise with a plus 2.5. I got to tell you, I like the Bulldogs. I like Fresno State in this thing here. Look, both teams have real good quarterback play. I can tell you that right now. I think the difference maker potentially could be Mims, the running back, and Rivers. They have two running backs there at Fresno State, real good. I like the Bulldogs in this one. I like them to cover. There you go.
So there you go.
Bulldogs, good Fresno State.
I'm with you. All right, pick number two for me, early game on Saturday, noon kickoff. Let's go to Morgantown, West Virginia.
Ooh.
The Mountaineers are 11.5-point favorite over TCU, and I'm going to lay the 11.5. You look at West Virginia, they're coming off the great game, great victory last week over Texas. Remember, we talked about Dana Holgorsen earlier in the week. You want to win the game, let's go win it. They go for two. A great call there to win it late for West Virginia. They come back home. You look at TCU this year, right? Early on in the season, played well but lost to Ohio State, lost to Texas by 15, right, lost to Texas Tech, lost to Oklahoma on the road by 25, lost to Kansas by 1 on the road. Now they go on the road this year. So you look at it this year, they only have one road victory this entire year. And that was at SMU, a 42-12 final. And you have to go all the way back to September, second game of the year. They go on the road, Morgantown. I love the momentum of West Virginia. Give me Will Grier. Give me the Mountaineers. I think they're going to run it up on Gary Patterson and TCU. Lay the 11.5. West Virginia, minus 11.5, pick two for me.
All right, Moose, sounds good, my man. Let's do a little Big Ten action with two top 25 programs. Ohio State Buckeyes, they're at number 10. They travel to East Lansing to play the Michigan State Spartans, who ranked at 18. Ohio State, they're sitting at 8-1 right now, where Michigan State's sitting at 6-3. Michigan State, home dog, they are plus 3.5. So you would have thunk, like, you know, back weeks ago before the college football season started, if you looked at this game, you'd think, oh, man, Ohio State's going to smoke them. Ohio State's going to be a top, whatever, five program, yada, yada, yada. Urban Meyer, he's the man. But that didn't happen. They dropped down to 10. There's some issues in that program for sure. But I do think the Buckeyes are victorious in this game. I think they'll win the game by 7. I like Ohio State to cover. I like them in this game. Urban Meyer looks stressed on that sideline, but somehow, some way, I think it's gonna be easy. I do think the Buckeyes win. I think Haskins will have a good game under center, and Dobbins also run the ball. So they got a really good squad, really good defense too. I like the Buckeyes to cover.
Yeah, I'm gonna go late game on Saturday. I like that pick, Taz. I'm gonna go late game. Let's go to Lubbock, Texas, 7:30 kick, Fox on Saturday night, and that is 19th ranked Texas against Texas Tech. And this looks like a game. Longhorns coming off a bad loss. We'll learn something about Tom Herman and this Longhorn team. They're coming off, I wouldn't say a bad loss, a tough loss.
Tough loss.
West Virginia is a good team, but that's a heartbreaking loss to lose that game late. Now they go on the road, Lubbock, Texas, a rival against Texas Tech. You know the Red Raiders have circled this one, as do many teams when they take on the Texas Longhorns. I'm going to take Texas and lay the 1.5. Field goal game either way. I don't think this is a margin game. But I think Texas shows you a little bit of resolve here, Taz. Give me the Longhorns laying the 1.5. That's pick number three for me.
All right, Moose, let's go a little Saturday night, Jones, 7:30 p.m. We got the Florida State Seminoles, who are 4-5. They're going to play the number 3 team in the country, the Fighting Irish, the undefeated Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Well, some people might panic because Ian Book, the quarterback, for the Fighting Irish, he's not going to play against FSU. He's got some kind of a rib injury, core injury. Not sure, somewhere in the middle of the body. That's what Kelly reported. But anyway, I think it's a rib. Regardless, they got a guy, as we know, Winbush, the quarterback who was a starter.
Yep.
He's going to start. Don't worry about it, Fighting Irish fans. Your Fighting Irish are going to be victorious in this thing. Winbush, different type of quarterback than Book. Book is a guy who throws the ball all over the place. He's great, great arm. Where Winbush is an awesome runner. By the way, Notre Dame is minus 16.5. They're going to cover, Moose.
They're going to cover.
They're
so lay
cover.
The 16.5.
Lay the 16.5 and believe in the Winbush.
There are your three picks from Taz. I gave you my three picks as well. And all I can say is to one and all, if you bet them, good luck.
Just be careful. Just be careful.
Tread lightly.
Yeah. Be careful.
We do like the picks, though, but honestly, that doesn't mean anything. It's Taz, it's Moose, it's CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.